Friends, a famous Sufi philosopher, Jalaluddin Rumi, once said, "Sell your cleverness and purchase bewilderment. Sell your cleverness and purchase bewilderment," which I believe is an excellent prescription for happiness. And yet, growing up, as we grow from little kids into adulthood, it's a poor trade-off because it involves trading your sense of awe and wonder for the world for knowledge and intelligence. Einstein once said, "He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed." This poem, part of the Poetry That Inspires series, is called "I Resign from Adulthood." And it goes something like this. "To whom it may concern, I am hereby officially tendering my resignation as an adult. I have decided I would like to accept the responsibilities of an 8-year-old again. I want to go to McDonald's and think that it's a 4-star restaurant. I want to sail sticks across a fresh mud puddle and make ripples with rocks. I want to think M&Ms are better than money because you can eat them. I want to play dodgeball at recess and paint with watercolors and art. I want to lie under a big oak tree and run a lemonade stand with my friends on a hot summer's day. I want to return to a time when life was simple, when all you knew were colors, multiplication tables, and nursery rhymes. But that didn't bother you because you didn't know what you didn't know, and you didn't care. All you knew was to be happy because you were blissfully unaware of all the things that should make you worried or upset. I want to think that the world is fair, that everyone is honest and good. I want to believe that anything is possible. Somewhere in our youth, we matured and learned too much. There are nuclear weapons, war, prejudice, and abused children, lies, unhappy marriages, illness, pain, and death. A world where companies poison over water and soil and children kill. What happened to the time when we thought that everyone would live forever because we didn't grasp the concept of death? When the worst thing in the world was if someone took the jump rope from you or picked you last for kickball. I want to be oblivious to the complexities of life and be overly excited by the little things again. I want to return to the days when children played hide-and-seek outside instead of being glued to their television sets, when video games were as harmless as Pac-Man instead of spine-ripping, blood-splattering mind numbers like Mortal Kombat, and TV had still had some shows that weren't about sex, killing, and lies. I remember being naive and thinking everyone was happy because I was. Afternoons were spent climbing trees and fences and riding my bike. I never worried about time, bills, or where I was going to find the money to fix my car. I used to wonder what I was going to do or be when I grew up, not worry about what I'll do if this doesn't work out. I want to live simple again. I want to live simple again. I don't want my day to consist of computer crashes, mountains of paperwork, depressing news, how to survive more days in the month than there is money in the bank, doctor bills, gossip, illness, and the loss of loved ones. I want to believe in the power of smiles, hugs, and a kind word. Justice, peace, dreams, imagination, mankind, and making angels in the snow. So, here's my checkbook, and my car keys, my credit card bills, and my 401k statement. I am officially resigning from adulthood. And if you want to discuss this further, you'll have to catch me first, because tag, you're it." I love this beautiful poem. It talks about returning back to a time when life was more simple. And friends, if your life has become too complex in the process of gaining more knowledge or purchasing cleverness, in the words of Rumi, if your life has become more complex in this process, it's your fault. If your heart longs to return to simplicity, maybe you should let it. Maybe you should reorient your lifestyle and redo and remove everything, remove the clutter. Progress, economic, social, whatever progress, it should not result in more complexity. Progress should bring you closer to inner peace. Thanks for tuning in.